wait any longer. Sweetheart.
Mom.
How is she? How is the baby?
Fran, I am so sorry.
I lost the baby?
Well, let me explain. In rare instances, the HCG levels can elevate to such a vast concentration that it emulates...
What the hell are you talking about?
It's a false positive. Turns out you were never pregnant.
What? My married daughter isn't pregnant? How could you screw up like this?
Screw up has a negative connotation. We prefer to use the word mishap.
What was all that stomach pain I was feeling?
That was caused by something you ate. Fran, I can't tell you how sorry I am.
Darling, everything is okay. The important thing is you're all right.
Yeah.
But you, however... you are going to call Myra Needleman herself and explain why the Hadassah newsletter suddenly has no headline!
Oh, sweetheart, I'm so sorry. Oh, you must be feeling... I can't even imagine how you're feeling.
Oh, it's okay. What are you gonna do? I guess it wasn't meant to be. Look on the bright side. Now this will give you time to get used to the name Shlomo. Why don't you go pay the bill, and I'll get my things together, and then we'll go home.
You sure you're all right?
I'm fine. I'm absolutely perfectly fine.
All right.
Honey, you forgot to kiss me goodbye.
Oh, sorry, sweetheart. Are you sure you're going to be all right? You don't want me to stay with you here this evening?
Okay, you can go to work.
All right. Love you.
Love you.
Darling, you do realize you're still holding on.
Yes, I do.
So now, would you like to talk?
Yes, I would.
Do you mind if we do it sitting down?
Okay.
Now, darling, what's the matter?
Oh, honey, I know that I was really strong at the hospital, but... to tell you the truth, I already started loving that baby.
Oh, darling, I know, so did I. But you know what they say, if at first you don't succeed, try and try again, and again, and again, and again.
I love you so much right now. Mm. Come with me, I want to show you something.
No.
Look at this. I already did a little shopping.
Oh. What if it's a boy?
Oh, well.
Darling, the child isn't even born yet, and already you're pressuring him to be a doctor.
Well, they didn't have little lawyer suits.
Darling, I love you so much.
I love you.
I can't wait to come home, climb into bed, and start again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Ma, guess what? Maxwell and I decided that we're going to try and make a baby right away.
Oh, Mazel Tov, darling!
No jumping! No jumping! Love you!
I love you, son! Everything is going to be wonderful! You'll have a baby before you know it! Aye, it's going to take forever. He's over 40, and his sperm are practically in a coma.
Mom, what are you saying?
I'm saying his little fish are gonna need a little help swimming upstream.
Fanny,
what?
I know someone with the exact same problem. Just got married, thought she was pregnant, found out she wasn't. Get her, that's me. Oh. Well, then you tell it.
You know something? When my mother couldn't get pregnant, she went to an herbologist. And then she had three of
the dumbest kids I have ever met.
Jenna, you're talking about Val.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, then, you tell it.
You know, it might not be a bad idea going to a herbologist. Your cousin Merle went. Remember? Mr. Foo?
Ma, you want me to put my husband's little swimmers in the hands of a man whose office is in a Chinese restaurant?
It's Cantonese. And it's behind the restaurant. Meanwhile, he gave Merle a bunch of roots and crap. And bam, she got pregnant.
All right, I'll talk to Max about it.
No! He'll lose confidence, he'll feel emasculated, and then he'll never want to have sex with you again, and then he'll...
And then you'll have her married.
Would you look at all this stuff?
Yeah. Oh, I wonder what this is for.
Oh, this is very good for the brain. Makes you smart. 50 cents a bottle.
And how much for two bottles?
You better take the large.
Thank you.
Hi, Mr. Fu. I'm Fran. And, you know, we're having a little trouble conceiving.
Oh, say no more. This is an ancient Chinese mushroom root. You put it in a shake, and he takes one every 24 hours.
But how many times a day?
So this stuff is really gonna make his little soldiers swim faster?
Just ask Mrs. Fu.
Oh, congratulations, Mrs. Fu. So the shake got you pregnant?
No, unfortunately, I also had to use Mr. Fu. And if you need a little extra help, eat these special almond cookies. It'll make the two of you really hot for each other.
Oh. Wow, that's very thoughtful. But to tell you the truth, my husband and I don't need any help in that department.
Why would a woman under 30 need any help?
You know what, you better give me 3 dozen. Here, just give me the whole box. I find these instructions so confusing.
No, it's easy, Fran. Look, here's the protein shake that'll help Max's swimmers. Mm-hmm. And if he's not in the mood, here are the cookies that'll help make him frisky.
Well, I'm the cookie that'll make him frisky.
Meanwhile, I think it is high time that the Western medical community recognize the value in ancient Chinese medicine.
Wow, those smart pills are really beginning to kick in.
Isn't it prodigious?
Well, now you're just showing off.
Can you have some time to help me with my homework?
Sure, honey. I always have time for you. What's the subject?
Honors Algebra 2.
Oh, look, sweetie, your square root's all off. Fran, look, her square root's all off. Yeah.
Oh, yes, I see. Valerie, why don't you take young Gracie upstairs and, you know, do whatever to make it more prodigious.
Oh. What's that, Nanny Fine? Slim fast?
No. Swim fast.
Why would a woman go to such lengths to have a baby? You know, in fact, I was thinking about having one of those operations, but then I thought, what if I marry a wealthy man who insists I produce an heir?
Oh, stop deluding yourself. Go ahead and have the vasectomy.
I have such a good comeback, but don't you have to go wash your boss's underwear? You know, Nanny Fine may not know how to work an oven, but she knows how to get good takeout. These cookies are delicious.
Mm,
Well, they are pretty good, aren't they? In fact, they're not bad at all.
Niles, is that a new apron you're wearing?
Have you guys seen Mom or Dad in the past couple of days?
Yeah, what have they been doing? Hey, Niles, you know what Mom and Dad have been up to?
They're trying to co-produce a new project.
How? Dad's gonna let Fran handle his business?
Eat your eggs.
How are you, baby?
Hi, dumpling.
You smell good. What is that?
Lemon bowl fresh. You're wearing those extra wide shoulder pads today, aren't you?
I'm not wearing any.
Better.
Should we worry about this?
Let him experiment. I hope it's just a phase.
Quick as you can.
Well, I could have done that. I meant throw it away outside.
Well, you could have done that too.
It was another negative. I'm going to try and hold off this bad news as long as possible. The poor thing will fall apart.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Maxwell, as long as I have you here, there's some business we need to take care of. It seems that... Stop it. It seems Andrew Lloyd Webber was slated to do Hollywood Squares this week.
Oh, that is so typical of the man. Oh, he's all commercial. Honestly, he'd sell out at the drop of a hat. And he has the gall to call himself a man of the theater.
Well, they couldn't get him and they want you instead.
Well, I'm going to do Hollywood Squares.
Honey! You seen my pregnancy test?
Sweetheart, guess who's going to meet 9 celebrities and I'm going to let her bring her camera.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to do Hollywood Squares.
Oh, Hollywood Squares! I love the Hollywood Squares! Oh, honey, that's so exciting. Have you seen my pregnancy test?
Whoopi Goldberg's going to be on the show, and I know. Why don't you invite your mother?
You're inviting my mother, too? Oh, the test was negative, wasn't it?
I'm so sorry.
I don't understand this. Why aren't we getting pregnant? I mean, we keep trying again and again and again.
Darling, I know, I know. Look, I'm tired, you're tired. What do you say we just rest for a while and wait a bit until we try again, What do you say I go and make the arrangements for Hollywood Squares? And then I'll take my beautiful wife out for a lovely romantic dinner.
Oh, that's so sweet. I love you.
We're not going to wait. We're going to try again right now, aren't we?
Yeah.
Fran, don't be so depressed. Dr. Reynolds said there's nothing wrong with you or Maxwell.
Oh, well, then why'd she prescribe those stupid hormones for me?
Darling, taking hormones is a natural thing. Your Aunt Addie and your Uncle Artie both took them.
Mom, that's because Aunt Addie was Uncle Artie.
Shh! She's collecting 2 Social Security checks.
All right.
You know, I never understood why people buy toilet water. You ever smell the water in a toilet? It's not that great.
What's the matter, Val? You stopped taking your smart pills?
I had to. It gave me terrible gas. What is the use of being brilliant when nobody wants to come near you?
Mrs. Fran Sheffield, your hormones are ready.
Does everybody have to know my business?
It's not like when you had that nauseous-making rash.
Just give me my prescription, and I'll take an ovulation kit, please, in here.
Are you? You a mess. I'm glad I didn't ask you out like your mother wanted me to.
Ma!
Well, you weren't married, and, that was really it.
Well, Val, we better hurry up, because Maxwell is expecting me back at the house in an hour. You know, the one good thing that has come out of all of this is that it's made me and Max inseparable, if you know what I mean.
And remember, until you're ovulating, you and your husband cannot have any sex.
Well, so far, I think abstaining is going quite well.
Darling, it's been 5 minutes.
Would you like to watch television?
No, then we'll just have to go downstairs.
No, we've got one right up here.
Really?
We just haven't had occasion to use it.
Why don't we just try talking?
Oh, right, that's a good idea. Oh, sweetheart, what's wrong?
Oh, maybe sex is the only thing we have in common.
Now, darling, don't be ridiculous. We have lots of things in common.
I don't think we do.
Yes, yes, of course we do. All right, darling, we should stop this.
Oh, no.
No, darling, really.
I know.
All right, I'm serious now. Stop.
You know what? Why don't we just count to three, and then we'll pull apart.
All right, on three or count to three and then pull apart?
I know. We'll make it easy. Let's just count to 300.
Right.
Oh, no, 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 no. I don't want to do anything that's going to jeopardize us making a baby.
It's ridiculous. It can't be as hard as all that. I mean, you abstained for 5 years. How on earth did you manage that?
More M&M, sweetheart.
And in our center square, as always, Whoopi Goldberg.
Are you nuts? Why are you dressed like that?
I didn't know what to wear to this game show, so I put on what I wore to the last one.
This is so exciting. I can't believe I'm this close to Whoopi Goldberg and Howie Mandel. Now, Fran, don't take this the wrong way, but what's your husband up there with all those famous people?
Yeah, well, a lot of people know who Max is.
Oh. I'll take, that guy who replaced Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Okay, Maxwell Sheffield, famous Broadway producer, 4 shows on Broadway, Tony Award winner, recently knighted. What have you got to say for yourself?
Actually, Tom, that's Andrew Lloyd Webber's bio.
Sorry. All right, here's your question, Maxwell. In England, what do you get when you ask a waitress for a banger?
Well, Tom, I've got
I'll tell you what I got. I got 6 months of penicillin shots.
Thank you, Martin. Just wait for the laughter to die down before I give my answer. Well, Tom, when I ask for a banger, I get a slap in the face. Sausage?
By a vowel!
I agree.
Sausage is right. Yes, X gets the square.
I'll take Howie Mandel to block.
All right, that's it. I want a new square. Brad Pitt wouldn't get picked in this box. I want to be on top of Whoopi.
Honey, if you was Brad Pitt, you would be.
All right now. Howie, In the story of Hanukkah, what miraculously lasted for 8 days?
Esther's husband.
Where is Fran already?
She went to the bathroom to take her ovulation test.
Now?
Yeah, she has to take it the exact same time every day.
Val, I'm ovulating. Now is the perfect time for me to be with Maxwell. What am I going to do?
Well, what can you do? He's in the middle of a TV show.
I know.
All right, relax, Fran. You know, you've gone without sex for this long. Yeah. Is another month really going to kill you?
Excuse me. What are you doing?
Oh, Miss Whoopi Goldberg. I'm so sorry. I have to have sex right now.
You know, usually they ask for my autograph.
What is this? Honey, my temperature's right. It's time.
I think that one took.
Is that lemon bowl fresh I smell again?
Yes.
Well, it's disgusting. It smells like a men's room.
And you'd know.
I don't know what I found attractive about you the last few days, but you are totally back to repulsive.
Ditto.
Would you be interested in taking a jacuzzi?